朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
If we see it, but yet we do not correct, that is not love.
那你说我这样去讲，他破坏了我们的关系啊，或者他会不喜欢听，他会生气。
But then you might say, if I confront and correct, that would kind of destroy our relationship because they don't like to hear it.
那就说明我们的爱不够 ，love is not enough to confront.
That means we do not love enough to confront.
你真的爱他，你就必须去 confront， 你就必须要帮助他从错误里面出来。
If you really love them, you have to confront and help them out of their wrongs.
啊，这个什么就是爱。
That is love.
其实是真正的爱。
That is true.
圣经上说，焉有孩子，焉有儿子不被管教的。
The Bible says, is there any child not being disciplined?
你看马路上孩子不乖，不是乱来，我不会去管他的。
Yes, if we see a child doing wrong on the street, we might not correct them.
只不过有时候也很难说，尤其我在神父会看到那个小孩子。
Well, it's hard to say. Once, I was in Safeway and I saw a child.
那个妈妈在旁边买东西，这个孩子就拿着那个柳丁，丢来丢去。
The mom was doing the shopping, and the kids were having a fight with oranges.
他妈妈看到你管都不管。
And then the mom saw it, but she did not do anything.
那虽然不是我的孩子，我实在看不过去了，我只好去说。
Even though they were not my child, but then I just cannot hold it anymore. I had to tell them.
但是就是说，如果是我的孩子，他连一个我都不会让他丢的，对不对？我怎么会让他丢那么多个，一句话都不说呢？
Because if they were my kid, I would not even allow them to throw one.
那上次我们还有一个姊妹说，她在这个。中国超市看到这个台湾不知道这个进口的龙眼还是荔枝，那个四十岁的孩子就站在那边现场剥着一直吃一直吃一直吃，他好像都不管。
She shared with me that she went to a Chinese market and she saw this teenager child eating lychee off the stand and then the parents did not even correct them.
所以圣经上说不忍心管教孩子的是害他，是把他推到阴间去，你知道吗
？So the Bible says if you do not correct your child, you're hating them and you're pushing them to hell.
你真的是在害这个孩子。
Because you're doing them wrong.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的爱一定要付代价，而且要舍己。
True love will have to pay a price.
尤其我
have self-denial.
尤其我到南加州讲道回来的时候，坐在 American Airlines 上面的 AA 航空公司。
Once I went to SoCal to preach, and I came back on the American Airlines.
他那个杂志里面有一句话。
And I saw, I read a magazine. There was a statement on the magazine.
叫做 Rule Number One， 就是第一条最重要的 rule 啊。
It says a Rule Number One.
他说 ，If you don't take good care of your customer, somebody else will.就是你如果不好好照顾你的客户的话，别人会帮你好好照顾他。哦，对不起，我在翻译。大家听得懂这个话吗
？Do you understand？
在商场上，大家都是竞争的。
Yes, in business world, people compete.
啊，你 AT&T 不好好做，人家就到 Comcast 去了。
AT&T service is not good, and people will Comcast.
啊，你麦当劳不好，人家就到 Burger King 去了。
Don't like McDonald's, you can go to Burger King.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不好好照顾你的客户，别人一定会照顾的。
If you don't take good care of your customers, then other people will.
同样的，对我们的孩子是一样的。
It's the same thing with our children.
我们如果不好好照顾他 ，somebody else will. 谁会照顾他
？If we don't take good care of our children,
世界的王啊，撒旦啊
，King of the world.
撒旦一直想要破坏神家的下一代。
Satan wants to destroy the next second generation.
从以色列历史开始就是这样。
Throughout the Israelite history, we can see that.
男孩全杀。
The Satan tried to kill all the men.
要是诞生整个 village 全杀。
And sometimes the entire village will be slaughtered.
这是每次仇敌要做的事情。
And that is the work of the enemy.
你我不照顾我们的孩子，仇敌一定会照顾他的。
If we do not take good care of our children, then the enemy will.
已经在照顾他了。
And they are already setting eyes on them.
他们说那些还没有上小学没有上 kindergarten 的小朋友，一个月在家至少看10,000个电视广告。
Do you know that even the average preschool kid will watch 10,000 commercials a month？
他们心里面想的、看的、dream 的都是名牌。
All they think about, dream about is name brand.
好，那些 virus， 那些色情的东西，借着网络，年轻人一个礼拜57个小时，美国的孩子哈，57个小时在网络、电视、电话、电影上面。
Average American teenager spend 57 hours on internet or multimedia.
我20年前看到美国一个很有名的传道人讲，他说我们今天传道人在打一场非常辛苦的仗。
20 years ago, I heard a preacher says that today in America, we preachers are fighting a very fierce battle.
他说我们绝大部分的会众一整个礼拜里面不晓得几十个小时、上百个小时活在世界里面。
Because the majority of our congregation spend numerous hours a week in the world.
而我们借着讲台一个小时，要叫他能够得胜，要让他能够爱神，要他能够奉献。他说这几乎是 missing impossible， 这是不可能的事情。
We preachers trying to encourage them to love the world, to dedicate themselves to the world with 1 hour preaching a week. That is almost mission impossible.
你想我们今天跟孩子们花的时间 quality time 有多少？跟他花的 quality time 有多少
？Think about how much quality time we have with our children and the world with our children.
但是我们要感谢神的一件事情，就是网络里面没有爱哈，但是我们中间有爱的关系。
But there's no love on internet, but there's love with us.
孩子们真正需要呢？做过我不知道看过多少的统计，问过孩子们，孩子们心中对父母最大的一个期望就是希望有 quality time， 有更多的时间在一起。
I've read so many reports, and then they all say that number one desire of children is to have quality time with their parents.
那为什么后来变得他们都不想跟爸爸妈妈
？Why is that later on it becomes that they don't want to spend time with their parents?
因为世界的王用各样的方法来掳掠他们的心。
Because the king of the world has captured their hearts with all kinds of media.
在那里没有责备，没有要求，那在那里他就是 be free， 他就是可以 be himself。
In the world, there's no rebuke, no reproach, and they feel they can be free and to be themselves.
孩子们，这是很危险的事情。
Children, let me tell you that is very dangerous.
你千万不要以为说我在这里找到了自己的地方。
Please do not think that in the world you have found your own place.
很多时候，所谓的 comfort zone， 舒服的地方，都是仇敌最可怕的地方。
Oftentimes, the comfort zone is the most scary place the enemy has.
整个黑暗的权势、仇敌的诡计、网络都在里面。
Because the entire power of darkness and the enemy's schemes are there.
凡是不能够带到光底下的都是危险。
Anything that cannot be brought under the light is dangerous.
我不是说你们不能够上网、不能够用这些东西，这是现在 life 生活里面必须要用到的。
I'm not saying that you cannot get online because now it's our life's.Necessity and lifestyle.
但是我们一定要小心这个东西。
But we have to be watchful.
弟兄姐妹，爱里面一定有牺牲的。
And then when we love, there will be sacrifice.
爱里面一定有舍己的。
And when we love, there will be self-denial.
所以有一个女孩子，她跟朋友出去，同学聚在一起。
And then when the girl gathered together with her friends.
她到9点钟还是9点半，她说我要回家了。
So they hang out until 9 or 9:30, and she says, "I have to go home."
他的同学都在笑他，什么？你为什么那么好回去啊？然后你是怕你爸爸打你是不是？什么
？And their friends were just mocking her, teasing her. Why do you have to go home so early? Are you afraid of your dad?
怕你的 dad 会 hurt 你吗
？Are you afraid that your dad might hurt you?
他说 No. 他说不是的，他说我是怕我会 hurt 他。
She says No. I'm afraid that I might hurt him.
有什么就是爱。
And that is love.
因为他知道爸爸会担心，爸爸妈妈会担心他。
Because she knows that her parents will worry about her.
父母比较容易牺牲，比较容易有爱。
Yes, it is easier for parents to sacrifice.
我也希望孩子们，你们能够体会，能够了解，也知道用爱来回流回报。
And I hope children, you will understand and learn to respond with love.
孩子们只要能够了解父母的苦心，对父母心就是最大的安慰。
The greatest comfort for parents is that their children can understand.
你看这个女孩子，她知道爸爸妈妈是为了关心她，她不是怕爸爸妈妈打她、生气她，而是怕爸爸妈妈担心，怕 hurt 爸爸妈妈。
See this understands her father's heart, so she does not want to hurt her father's feelings.
另外一个小女孩有的很漂亮的长头发哈，大家都夸奖她的长头发。
And there was another girl. She wear long hair, and everyone praises her.
有一次她 overheard， 她听到爸爸跟她的老同学在那边客厅聊天。
And once she overheard her father's conversation with his friend.
啊，她的爸爸跟我一样，现在头发掉得很快，所以已经开始秃了。
And then her father started to shave hair.
所以准备要去弄假发，这个人家就说，哎呀，这个外面这种塑胶假发不好，真的头发比较好。
And then, so he is trying to buy a wig, and his friend says, the plastic ones are not good. It's better to use real hair for the wig.
这个女儿听见了以后，就一直天天很细心的照顾她的头发，照顾到最后把头发剪下来送给她。
So after she overheard that, she started to take good care of her hair, and then afterwards she cut it and gave to her father.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你知道这种事情就是从父母的心非常难过。
You know, such things will bring great comfort to the parents.
所以你千万不要以为你不能做什么。
Please do not think that you cannot do much.
要懂得孝顺，要懂得知道爸爸妈妈，我们也要学习舍己的。
In order to honor and obey our parents, we need to deny ourselves as well.
当然有一个父亲也许失业几次，他非常的潦倒，非常的穷。
There was a father who lost job several times, and then he's impoverished.
在他最痛苦、最挫折的时候。
While he was most frustrated and discouraged.
圣诞节。
Christmas.Christmas time.
因为他发现他的女儿给了他包了一个很漂亮的一个礼物送给他。
And then he found out that his daughter wrapped up a very beautiful gift for her.
那个小小的女孩包的，我不知道是不是很 beautiful 了，但是就是弄了包装纸这样包的一个礼物给他。
This little girl wrapped up a box for the dad.
当这个爸爸打开来的时候
，When the father opened up.
发现里面是个空盒子。
And then he found out it was an empty box.
非常的生气啊。
So the father was very angry.
他说：“我都穷成这个样子，你花这么多包装纸给我包一个空东西给我。
”I'm already so poor, and then you waste so much wrapping paper for this empty box.
为什么送我一个 empty box？ 你要浪费这么多纸张。
Why did you give me an empty box and waste all this wrapping paper？
那个小女孩满眼眼泪，她说 ：“Daddy, it's not empty.”
But then the girl was in tears. She said, "Daddy, it's not empty."
她说不是空的，里面充满了我对你的 kiss 哈，我亲了一大堆要送给你的。
This is not empty because this box is full of the kisses I have for you.
我那爸爸眼泪都下来，抱着他的女儿。
So this father held the daughter.
这个盒子一直留在他爸爸的床边。
So he has kept this box.
激励了他爸爸勇敢起来，继续的找工作，继续的奋斗。
Which encourages her father to continue to look for a job and continue to strive.
连女儿离家出去的这个盒子都还留在他的床头边。
Even after the daughter moved away, he still kept the box by his bedside.
真爱有很多方法的。
There are many ways to express true love.
真的爱会让我们愿意舍己把最好的给他。
And we have true love, we're willing to sacrifice and give the best.
第二个讲到成长。
And the second way is to grow.
先借着成就。
Through building up and
adding. 这是更深的爱。
This is a deeper love.
所以我们星期五刚刚交通过一个题目，让各个小组去讨论。
So on Friday we had all the small groups that shared discuss a question.
消极的爱是包容，是忍耐，是接纳。
So the passive love is to bear one another, to accept one another.
积极的爱其实是鼓舞，是扶持，而且是成全。
But yet, a more positive and active love is to encourage one another and to edify one another.
我们知道这是他的问题，但我是要帮助他成熟。
So, if we know that this is his problem, and I want to help him to grow and mature.
Brother Ernest 就是我们每年的夏令会讲员，他曾经举过一个例子。
Brother Ernest once gave us an example.
他说他们在学校修课的时候，有时候偷懒，都去找那个会给分数比较高的老师啊。你们有没有干这种事情
？They were in college. They were all trying to find an easier professor that would give good grades.
他去拿一个老师给分数比较松，就去选修他的课。
So they were doing research, trying to find out which one is the easiest professor and to take class from him.
后来他听说有一个老师是你要什么他给你什么。
Then he heard there's a professor that he will give you whatever grade you ask.
所以他就去修了那个课。
So he went, he took that class.
然后他常一堂都没去上课。
So he often skipped class.
等到学习快结束的时候，老师开始把每一个人叫到前面来。
At the end of the semester, the professor called everyone forward.
所以那天轮到 Brother Ernest 的时候，老师问他说：“你想要什么？”
That day, was Brother Ernest's turn, and the professor asked, "So what grade do you want?"
他说我当然想要 A， 好，那我想要 A。
Of course, I want an A.
Okay, 老师说你拿了，你得到 A。
Okay, then you have it.
弟兄姊妹，可是这样子的老师，其实害了我们，对不对
？So such teachers, they don't do us any good.
他只是 please 你，他没有真正在帮助你。
They're just trying to please you, but they don't really help.
所以爱里面一定有成全。
If we love, we will try to edify.
有一个小故事，讲到一个非常有名的作家，他从小没有两只手。
There's a story about a famous writer. He grew up without any arms.
他大概才三岁左右吧。
When he was about 3 years old.
他有一个朋友亲戚到他家来。
A relative came to his house.
然后看见这个小孩子三岁没有两只手，在那边很吃力的在那边穿衣服穿毛衣。
And then the relative saw this little child, 3 year old, trying very hard to put on clothes without any arms.
然后他的妈妈站在旁边。动都不动。
And the mother stood by the child, did not do anything.
看不过去，他跟他妈说：“你为什么不帮助他？为什么不帮助他呢？”
The relative could not stand it and asked the mom, "Why don't you help him?"
他妈妈说 ：“I am helping him. 我就是在帮他。”
The mom says, "I am helping him."
因为他不可能跟他一辈子的。
Because I cannot be with him all whole.
他要让这个孩子从小不要有自卑感，从小要独立，从小要能够自己照顾自己。
She wants the child to grow up without feeling ashamed about himself and learn how to do.
所以生命记三十二章讲到我们的神是在旷野里面遇见我们、环绕我们看顾我们保护我们的神。
Deuteronomy chapter 32 says our Lord met us in the wilderness and he surrounded us and protected us.
第九节的神大家都喜欢、看顾我们保护我们保护我们像保护眼中的瞳人。
We all like that verse. Verse 9 says he protected us as an apple of his eye.
但是第九节的神也是第十节的神，就是草动阴潮把老鹰从这个小鹰从巢里面给翻出来的。
But then the same God in verse 9 is also the same God in verse 10 that he will stir up the eagle's nest so that the little eagles have to be forced to fly.
从前都是喂他们吃，什么都照顾他们，现在把我从山上翻上来了。
Before that he would feed them and take good care of them, and now he would stir up the nest and so that the eagles have to fly.
这是更深的爱。
And that is a deeper love.
这叫做成全的爱。
And that is love that edifies.
中国的父母爱孩子是爱到远远超过该有的。
Sometimes,
我们不应该讲爱好，照顾孩子远远超过我们该做的。
Sometimes Chinese parents took care of the children, and sometimes they do too much.
所以我昨天那天在新南组，我讲到几年前，我陪我爸妈到南加州去参加这个 Saddleback 的大教会的聚会。Rick Warren 那天在讲一件事情。
That's Friday. Last week I shared with a newcomers group that I went with my parents one time to Saddleback Church, and then.
他们曾经对美国很多的人，大概好几千个父母亲做过调查。
And then the Saddleback Church, the messenger said that they had taken statistics of many thousands of parents in America.
如果你重新做一次父母，哪一件事情是你最需要改正
？And then they asked so many parents, if you can do it all over again, what are you going to improve?
排行榜第一名的是说决定要。为孩子们做更少的事情，然后训练他们独立。
Number one thing is always that I will do less for my children so that they can be more independent.
这是美国的爸妈，还不是中国人的爸妈。
These are American parents, not Chinese parents.
我们已经觉得美国爸妈太狠心了，三岁小孩没有两只手，还不帮他穿衣服。
Sometimes we even think American parents are kind of too cruel that they will not even.Help out the three-year-old without arms.
我们中国的孩子可能到四岁时，你还在帮他穿衣服。
For Chinese parents, they probably help their children to dress when they're in teens.
你吃香蕉都要帮他剥皮，你不知道干嘛了，你。
Build bananas for them.
我们最近养孩子，很多人看那个《Boundary》这本书哈，界限。
Recently, a lot of parents are reading the Boundary about raising.
里面就讲到有一个例子，就是这个姊妹到一个朋友家，她的孩子已经十几岁了，正在帮他收拾房间。
So the author says he or she went to this friend's house and see that this mom is helping to clean up the room for her teenager. So the friend, he was so surprised. What are you doing?
孩子太忙，没有空收房间，我帮他收。
Says, oh, my child is too busy. He has no time to clean up his room, so I'm doing for
him. 他前面是问他说 What are you doing? 他后面等一阵问他说你知不知道你在做什么？
Then he says, Do you know what you're doing?
你在培养一个太 self-centered 的孩子。
You are raising self-centered children.
不负责任的孩子。
You are raising irresponsible
children. 你有没有想到将来谁娶了她，谁嫁给她，你已经害的那个人。
Do you know that you are actually doing wrong to his future spouse?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们中国孩子真的，我们中国父母真的做太多。
So we Chinese parents are actually doing too much.
请你们不要生我的气啊，孩子们。
Please don't get offended, young people.
我就是 care enough.
Because I care enough to confront that.
回到家帮爸爸妈妈洗碗做菜，这些都是当然的，不要把它认为是 do 爸爸妈妈 a favor.
So when you go home and help washing the dishes and cooking, it's reasonable. Don't think that you're doing your parents a favor.
不然将来大了，我们都是易碎品，我们没有力量去面对挑战。
Otherwise, when we grow up, we become so fragile. We have no inner strength to face challenges.
我们没有对别人给我们的责备跟纠正。
And we have no capacity to take correction.
因为中国的父母一直说要鼓励他，要建立他的信心，要帮助他。能够勇敢，我们都是觉得在鼓励他。
Because we oftentimes we Chinese parents only focus on encouraging them so that they can build up their self confidence and self esteem.
这个也要做得合乎正道，你做过头了，你就是害了他。
But yet we have to do it appropriately. If we overdo it, we are actually doing them wrong.
将来他没有那个 capacity 去面对人生的失败和困难，所以现在自杀的人越来越多，是年轻人。
Otherwise, when they grow up, they have no capacity and strength to face failures. That's why so many young people commit suicide.
他们失恋就不想活了，考不上学校不想活了，找不到工作不想活了。
They lose strength and hope to live on if they have broken relationship or they failed a school or failed a job.
因为从小他在你面前都是被你夸夸夸夸夸。
Because they growing up being praised and praised only.
弟兄姊妹，我讲话哈，决定要鼓励他们，要赞美他们。
I'm not saying that we should not praise or encourage our children. Yes, we do.
要合乎正道。
But we should do it appropriately.
第三个讲到传承。
Thirdly, we need to pass along.
属灵的生命、属灵的见证、属灵的责任，都是要代代相传的。
The testimonies and then spiritual responsibilities we all have to pass down.
我上次讲到哈，父母亲不管借着有声的言语、无声的。这个言语就是都在讲话。
Actually, parents are preaching a message, whether it's by words or deeds.
孩子们都在看。
And our children are watching.
孩子们都在听。
And our children are listening.
在不知不觉，你已经影响他了。
Before you know it, you're already influencing your children.
以前我们中间有一个姊妹做的一件很残忍的事情，你们不要学。
There was a sister at our church before. She did something very cruel.
她有一次在那里带那些小孩子的时候。
Once she was leading the children.
她说：“来，我们现在你们每一个人来表演你爸爸妈妈。”
And she says, "Okay, now all children come and try to imitate your parents."
哇，那些小孩子都是才四岁五岁的，哈，个个都表现他爸妈表现得很像。
And these children are like 4 or 5 year old, and they do a good job imitating their parents.
你给我站住，说清楚。
Stand still and then explain to me.
所以每一个爸爸妈妈见到他那天做的这件事都很紧张，说我的很。
So when parents heard about this, they all got very nervous and asked the teacher, "So what did my child do?"
然后我们家的孩子选他妈，快走，来不及了，我的钥匙呢？
And then my child imitate the mom, says, "Hurry, we are almost late." And then, "Where's my key?"
那我说他们表演我什么？
And then so I asked, "So what did they do?"
买个毛巾，大家打开以赛亚的书。
And then he was holding a microphone and says, "Please turn to the book of Isaiah."
他们每一个都学。
So they all learned, and then they all imitated.
所以那个妈妈那天乐死了，看这些小孩子表演他爸妈。
So that day, the teacher saw she had a good time watching.
所以他们都在看。
Because our children are watching their parents.
所以父母亲要小心啊。
So what?Parents, be careful.
不知不觉你们都在传下去了。
Because you're passing on something.
所以有人说你关起门来在家里面讲的话，外面的人听不到，但是却代代相传。
So there's a saying that maybe you close the door and then say something within your household that no one else heard, but it would be passed on through the generations.
孩子学会了，原来人可以有 two faces, 有两面人，在爸爸妈妈在这个人面前都跟他嘻嘻哈哈没事，问候问安。背后可以批评他。
Do our children learn that we can be double-sided and two faces, one that we play outside and one plays.
夫妻怎么吵架，夫妻怎么样相处，通通都影响孩子。你不要以为我们重视孩子，注意都在孩子，夫妻次要。
Please do not think that we can only focus attention on the children and neglect the relationship between husband and wife.
你怎么跟你的太太、跟你的先生过生活？孩子们通通看，而且通通影响到。
How you live with your spouse greatly affects our children.
你怎么处理挫折
？And how do you handle frustrations?
我们怎么处理失败
？How do we face failures?
我们怎么样去面对困难
？How do we face challenges?
你怎么样侍奉神？
How do you serve God?
你到底对神的态度是什么？孩子们通通都在看。
What's your attitude toward God? Our children are watching.
礼拜天随便就不来聚会，脱离太迟的来聚会，孩子们通通都看到了。
If you easily skip Sunday meetings or you drag your feet to church, your children are watching. They know.
所以我一个多礼拜前，我看到 Leadership 杂志里面有一个小小的故事，我讲完就快要完了。
Lastly, I want to share with you a story I read from Leadership magazine about a week ago.
有一个这个曾经被神用的一个仆人叫 Gordon MacDonald， 他在 Leadership 里面写了一篇文章。
Servant of God Gordon MacDonald, he wrote an article on Leadership magazine.
他写他读Steve Jobs传记完了以后他的一些感触。
He wrote about his thoughts and feelings after reading the biography of Steve Jobs.
这个苹果电脑的这一号人物几乎科技很大的走向，也改变了很多人的 lifestyle 和生活方式。
The Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple Computer, he greatly influenced the world and changed the lifestyles of many people.
中间有一个故事非常非常有趣。
There's a story that really impressed me.
他从小被他爸妈 abandoned， 爸妈不养他。
Steve Jobs was abandoned when he was little, and so he was adopted.
收养他的家庭，这个他的父亲是在旧金山海防部队的一个退伍的一个人啊，这个 Coast Guard 的一个 veteran。
So his adopted father was a veteran at the Coast Guard veteran.
他对机械啦，对 carpentry 都非常，就是这种 handyman 的这些东西，他非常熟练。
And his father is very familiar with the carpentry and machinery.
然后他就常常带着这个小 Steve 去做这些事情。
So he often took Steve with him while he was working.
所以当 Steve Jobs 人家帮他写传记的时候，他就特别提起其中的一件事情。
So when people writing autobiography for Steve Jobs, he especially mentioned that.
他说我的继父是，或者他说我的这个养父是一个非常做事认真。
Because my foster father, he works very diligently and seriously.
他说他连涂这个篱笆啊，给篱笆上油漆的时候。
Even when he was painting the fence.
他说这个 fence 的背面，甚至转角，甚至很角落的地方。他都要求他要做的像外面别人看得到一样的 quality， 一样的品质。
He requires this child to paint even the corner or the back with the same quality as the outward part.
那是他爸爸一生做事的态度。
And that is his working ethic.
所以他这件事情对他影响很大，甚至其实也就影响了整个 Apple Computer 他们的 philosophy， 他们做事的原则。
And that affected Steve Jobs and the same.Way of philosophy at Apple Computer.
他不管做 iPad、iPhone 这个 iPad， 他基本一般人你都不能打开来的，你不能看到里面的。
So when usually you cannot open iPhone or iPad or iPod.
他的原则就是我们所有做的东西都是最高的品质，你必须要知道内部，我们的内部 as good as outside.
So his philosophy is that you will never need to open up.iPhone or iPad, because the quality inside is just as well as the quality outside.
看不到的地方，我们决定都是用一流的品质。就像你外面看见的 iPhone、iPad、iPad 怎样吸引你，我们里面一样是最高品质。
Just like how you are attracted by the high quality outwardly, we will have the same quality inside these instruments.
所以别人讲到 Apple， 一个是贵，一个就是 quality， 这是印象最深刻的两件事。然后很好用 ，powerful。
So when people talk about Apple products, the first thing they say is expensive, but good quality and easy to use.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们希望说，当我们在这里不讲话，或是我们怎么生活、怎么侍奉、怎么样子夫妻相处，所有的事情，孩子们通通都看在眼里。
We may not be saying anything, but how we do things, how we deal with our spouse, and how we serve God.They're all being watched by our parents, our children.
同样的故事，在我结束的时候，我也想提醒孩子。
So before I end, I also want to encourage and remind young people.
那天我看到这个故事的时候，我很佩服他这位养父，有这么好的见证跟榜样。
That story, I really admire this the foster father for his testimony.
然后我也想了一个问题。
Then I thought about the question.
我想，如果他的我们在座的人是我们的爸爸。你会怎样对他这样子的态度有回应？你是怎么样子回应于他这样子的态度
？Can say if his foster father is our father.
如果变成我们的爸爸了
？Okay, it becomes is our father. How will we respond to such?
或是说，我们的爸爸对我们有这样子要求的时候，我们会不会像 Steve Jobs 这样子觉得，哇，这是一个好处，我要学
？In other words, if our father requires with such detail and quality? Will we respond and say that, wow, this is great, I want to learn that?
他用这么谦卑正面的态度来回应他爸爸对他的要求。
Because he responded to his father's requirement with such positive and humble attitude.
那我们会怎么回应？我们会觉得，爸爸，你怎么这么啰嗦？你怎么这么不讲理？你怎样是这样子的这个 picky 啊？
Will we respond the same way, or we might complain and say that our fathers are so picky and unreasonable?
所以一个人卓不卓越、成不成功，在神有手中有没有价值，对人带来的祝福有多大，通通最大的问题都不在于外面。
So the key element of determining if we will be successful, useful in God's hands are not outwardly.
而是在于我们的态度，在于我们用什么态度做回应他。
But it depends on our attitude, how we respond.
我们用什么态度去接受圣经中给我们的教导，来扮演我们的角色
？How we receive instructions from the Bible to play our role？
我们用什么样子的态度来回应我们人生中各种的人际关系、各种不同的遭遇
？What kind of attitude do we have when we respond to all kinds of life events or challenges or relationships？
我们用什么态度来珍惜神主宰的权柄所给我们设立的关系？他成为我的爸爸妈妈，他成为。
How we cherish the relationship that God has given us out of His sovereignty, our parents and our children.
我希望今天父亲节的这篇信息对我们在座大人孩子有再次一个提醒。
I hope that this message on Father's Day will serve as a reminder for all parents and children.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端。点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。